Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio, Double L Edition. Boondoggled out, and here we are back in the state of Virginia. All safe and sound. Long weekend, but a lot of fun. Had a great time down in Florida. We'll talk about some of that. Came home to warmer temperatures here in Virginia today than we had on Sunday and Monday in Florida. I don't know what's up with that, but anyway, doing good. Doing good. And we get to make the trip back to Florida in a week and a half on Christmas.
Oh, good God. I think I got an earache coming on or something.
Earache?
Earache, something. Sore throat, tonsillitis, appendicitis.
Are you going to send me to Florida by myself?
I thought it was a team thing.
Stop. Well, you sound like you're trying to get out of it.
Well, maybe
we'll take
just,
you down.
Maybe just
we'll get some.
Maybe I'll regain my confidence next week after we have Rich on.
There you go. Yeah, everybody. Next Tuesday, we're going to have Rich Jones with Kayak Explore the Everglades with Rich Jones on, and Rich obviously lives in the Everglades, and he's going to be able to give us all the little tidbits and information, or at least what he wants to share. Rich is good. He'll make sure we get everything we can out of him. So anybody listening to this on podcast or on your apps, on your iPhone or Android device, make sure you tune in next Tuesday. You'll be able to pick Rich's brain on everything that he can give us on going to the Adventure World Championships. There's still plenty of room to sign up if you haven't signed up yet. See if I remember how to use my computer. One thing that was nice about the boondoggle this weekend was I didn't take a laptop. I barely ever looked at my Facebook account on my phone.
We got a caller.
All right. Answer that.
I don't know who it is. Let's just see who it is.
All right. I'm ready.
Hi, Fishing Radio. You're live. Who do we have? Hello?
Dum, 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 dum.
That's funny.
All right. Well, we figured it out. There's a link to the Adventure Fishing World Championship. Basically, it's adventurefishingworldchampionship.com for anybody who's not in the chat room or looking at the screen right now. So if you don't know about it, I guess you still have time to sign up. Week and a half away. But like I said, next week, Rich Jones, we'll get all the information we can. What else is going on? So there was a fictitious caller there, honey? Did they hang up on you?
No, I just muted him. He didn't want to talk.
Oh, okay. No, just hit one if you want to talk, whoever you are. Whoever you are. Anyway, yeah, so anybody who is in the chat room, if you want to call in and talk about the past weekend, love to hear your side of the story from the boondoggle. We had a great time, even though, like I said at the top of the show, the weather didn't really cooperate, but they had a blast down there. Camp Mickey, as they were calling it. Those are the jokes we were getting because we all stayed at the KOA. It was a very nice, warm, cozy cabin in that cold. Even on the first night we got there with the downpour, I fell asleep quietly listening to the rain drip on top of the metal roof. Was able to get up and take 10 steps to the nearest restroom inside of our building. It was pretty nice in there, so Camp Mickey worked out very well. But trying to read the chat room and see what everybody's talking about there.
Dave says, rub it in, guys. And I just said, wait till you see the pics. We've got pics of the swing at our cabin.
Our front porch. Yeah, that was a good call. I'm glad we did that. KOA. If anybody out there has not traveled and stayed at a KOA, this is our first experience. But
Chuck's
here
on
out. What's that?
Chuck's on the line. Hey, Chuck, if you want to call, just press 1. If you want to talk. Sorry.
Yeah, we definitely enjoyed our stay at the KOA. Surprised we didn't get thrown out of that campground a couple times at night. Then again, Deputy Dog on his three-wheel
bicycle. I was going to say, Deputy Dog sure did try hard. That was pretty freaking funny.
We had a lot of fun. Lots of fun. Yeah, so the boondoggle, it was a good time. I got to see a lot of people that we see on the shows that don't know by face, so that was really good. Get to meet people we haven't personally met before. Got to walk around at the Cars Park and see all the little encampments everybody had set up. Like I said, chit-chat and hang out. Chuck did a wonderful job on his raffles there. He had more stuff to give out than I didn't think the night was going to end. He had so much stuff, but did a lot of cool giveaways, a lot of good raffles. What else we got? Pretty cool is that Native and Heroes Underwater. I don't know the whole mixed match on that thing, but they started, what is it called, Chris? The Native Wounded Warrior Program or Native Warrior Program? NWP?
I'm going to put Chuck live. Maybe he can answer that. Chuck?
Howdy.
Answer that question. What is that Native program called? I'm sorry. I don't know right off the top of my head.
Nor do I. I think Mark's right. I think it's the Native Wounded Warrior or Native Warrior Program or something like that.
Native Warrior Program, I believe is what it was. But anyway, so Native has stepped up to donate 3 kayaks throughout the year. I don't know the whole details, so I won't go into that, but basically it's going to go to somebody in different HOW chapters 3 times a year that a member of the that chapter gets to give their boat to somebody who they feel deserves it in their area chapter. So that was pretty cool, and they got the first recipient was given out on Friday night at the Boondoggle. Chuck, do you remember the young man's name?
I sure don't.
Yeah.
Jot it down.
Chuck, I'm sure you would.
I don't even remember Saturday, man, let alone names and stuff.
Hey, Chuck, by any chance, do you know the grand total what went to HOW?
I have no clue. Adam, Mark, and Chip were calculating and counting up everything on Saturday night. Sunday, I never even asked. I think it's right around $2,000 or a little over $2,000, something like that.
Very nice.
So that's just, I think that's a guess, but I know it's $2,000 at least. So, yeah, it was a good turnout. We had a good time.
Yeah, we had a great time. Very cool. A lot of fun. I'm glad. I'm sure you're glad and just ready to take a break.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my kidneys and my liver are glad to take a break. But no, yeah, mentally, I know you guys have been through this before. Mentally, I'm just like, bleh. I think I'm going through boondoggle withdrawals or something like that. So, you know, it's, I don't know. I got mixed feelings about this past weekend on a couple different things. And, you know, I'm excited that it's here and it's gone and it was a good event. But, you know, I noticed some things along the way I think could be improved and looking forward to finding out where the next one's going to be.
You learn as you go along. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and I mean, I knew it was going to be a big event. I think the total number of people that we're going to go with, I think it was more than this, but we're going to go with this number was Chip's at 307.
Wow.
So that's quite a few people compared to all of the boondoggles past. And in that being said, there were some things I think I could have put in place that could have made it a little more smooth for some folks. And you know, we definitely have some learning to do as far as that kind of stuff is concerned. One thing I will say is that if you get to a boondoggle and you don't know what's going on, you're confused about itinerary or what have you, you don't listen to my show and you don't listen to your show and you don't listen to Chip's show or Wheeler's show or you don't follow YakAngler.com, and that's nobody else's fault but your own.
And in the end, they're really, I mean, except for the times of dinner and whatever on the evenings, there's really no itinerary anyway. I mean, you kind of do your thing.
Yeah, it's kind of what I'm getting to. I had one guy in particular who came up to me, must have been 6 or 7 times throughout the course of the Boondoggle. I was like, well, what do we do now? And I go, I don't know, man. Go drink a cold beer. What do you want me to tell you to do? I go, go jump off a bridge. I don't know. What do you want me to say? I mean, it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, you know? I mean, this guy over here, the guy next to you in his 10:30 playing beer pong. I mean, I don't know. Find something to do with yourself.
We found plenty of things to do, and I got to say it right now because I'm going to forget. You stick right in there, and anytime you want to throw something in, Chuck, please do. But I want to put a shout out to our friend Steve Chapman. He hooked the Lozier Clan up. We had a great day on Friday. We already had it planned to do what we did on Friday, but Steve Chapman and the guys over at Swamp Brothers, you guys rock. We had an awesome behind-the-scenes tour, I guess is the best way to put it, of that whole farm encampment that they have there. And I've never seen so many reptiles and I don't know what all goes on. But
Steven and Robbie Kersey, thank you. You made one young lady extremely happy.
Yeah, we had a great time. The only time I didn't have a great time at that farm, and Chuck, I don't know if I don't think you've ever been there, but if you get the opportunity, there's a series of metal buildings lined up. And from left to right, looking at them, the far right one, the last one, number 4, is the one that you don't want to go into, okay, brother? I'm just telling you now.
I think he told me about it.
Yeah, Robbie unlocked the door, opened the door, and the rattlesnake started rattling. The king cobra that was right there at the door in his big glass case whipped his head up and did that whole, I've seen it in the movies 100 times, but never in person, king cobra dance, and like literally threw himself at the glass. And those rattles were going off in the background. If I had, I don't know if anything on me, I was any tenser than I've ever been in my life. But that was incredible. They just said, those guys, they were awesome. They took a mare around. I mean, it was just incredible. And then it was funny, too, because later on in the day, what do we do for, oh, we went to the gator pond. And Steven, now, if anybody watches the show, Steven always comes across as a little scaredy cat. But he's asking us, he's like, you guys see the gators over there? And we're like, yeah, we can see them. He's like, no, hold on. He goes in the fence and runs over there to chase the gators and get them to move out towards us so we could get a good look at them. I'm like, you're good, dude. So I can see them.
Yeah, we were good from the distance. They didn't need to be any closer. We were just fine.
And then the last thing that was really funny that he did was, what was that turtle called? The gator turtle? Alligator turtle?
The alligator turtle.
Yeah, so there's a pond with this alligator turtle in it. And he's like, do you guys see it?
Well,
yeah, we saw it once again.
We had no idea what an alligator turtle was or size thereof, said animal.
He jumped in the water and picked that thing up. I don't know how much it weighed. It was huge. It had a mouth on it that would probably snap your arm in half. He just reached in there and grabbed it and brought it out so we could see the thing. But anyway, it was incredible. Had a great day, and I want to make sure I put a shout-out to those guys, all three of them, Steve, for helping it up for us. And again, Robbie and the other Steve for giving us that grand tour that they did. They didn't leave a part of that farm untouched for us. We got to see it all. So
it's kind of funny, though. I wish I would have gotten a picture of your face when he was going to open up those scorpions. And we're like, no, that's okay. You don't need to take the lid off, dude. We're just fine. That's what we want to get.
Hey, sitting there telling us, well, listen to this, Chuck. Everybody listening, keep this in your mind in case you're ever in the area where scorpions are. Because he says, the smaller the scorpion's claw, the worse the sting is. So he's got this one jar. Listen to me now. He's got the one jar with the tiniest little claw, and he's getting ready to open it to show me what he means. Now look at this one he shows with the big claw. He says, that won't hurt you at all. And he's open. I said, you're good, dude. I believe you. I am not going to Google your whatever you're telling me and tell you you were lying. But, yeah, they were real. And Robbie did the same thing. He took this is the most beautiful, poisonous snake in the world, he says to us. us to know where we are. I'm like, yeah, so he knows which way to strike, right? Take the fat guy first. There I am. Get the biggest meal in the group. Crazy. Very crazy. But anyway,
awesome.
We had a lot of fun.
Awesome, awesome. I mean, ended up giving Amara a small container of their tortoise food for her tortoise. I mean, super, super nice guy. Highly recommend anybody that's anywhere near to go see them. It is open to the public. You got to call ahead to let them know you're coming. Very, very cool. I can't say otherwise. I mean, super nice. Lots to see. Lots of variety. Absolutely incredible. I'll put up pictures later.
Yeah, so we had a good time. What else can I interject here from the whole weekend? Hey, Chuck, you still there?
Yeah, man.
Your boy, we went down to Melbourne on, I don't even know what day of the week it was, Sunday. We got to go buy Harry Goods. Anybody in the area should definitely go check that out. We got the, what's the gentleman that owns the name of the place?
Richard.
Yeah, we got to meet him.
Very
by the way, he's looking for help. He's looking for help, anybody in the Melbourne area. He's looking for tackle shop help. Everybody quit, he said, or something. He was struggling.
Yeah, that guy's a good guy, man. And if there's anybody looking to work for somebody, Richard takes really good care of his employees, man. So it'd definitely be one to take a look at, and especially in the kayak side of things. He's looking for somebody to help him with his native line.
He had it all in there.
It's a very, very nice store. Very well covered, a lot of bases. I mean, very, very nice store. If he was a local guy, I'd be sending people that way.
Oh, yeah. We do all the time.
Cool shop.
We also went to Kayaks by Bo.
Yeah.
We stopped in your work, Josh.
Cool.
We stopped there. Yeah. We got around the bad weather. Didn't get us on the water as much as we'd like, but we definitely got to see the sights. I need to go look at the odometer in the car. I know we spent a lot of miles on, but we made the most of it. We didn't need an itinerary. We made our own.
It'll be like I said. It'll be interesting to find out where we head to next. I've got a couple of votes myself for where I'd like to go, but you know. It'd be interesting to see.
Well, I thought a rumor has it they narrowed it down to a couple of places. Do you know how soon we can expect an announcement?
I would say we should hopefully have something buttoned. I should say that Mark, Adam, and Chip will have something buttoned down. I would say in just a few weeks. I know of a couple of things that are on the table, and it's just a matter of, you know, making sure everything is a go, so to speak. And if it's one of, I'll let this out. If it's one of the places I'm thinking that it could be, it will be awesome. I mean, it will be definitely one not to miss. So.
All right. Well, we'll be all patiently waiting, even yourself, I guess, too. Hey, look, we just showed up. We got more people. I guess I should make a shout-out to everybody in the chat room because, quite honestly, I didn't know if we were even having a show tonight. But everybody who showed up, we got Rob DeVorner. Hey, LGB, got to see him this past weekend. Good to see you, Kevin Burns. I didn't get to see enough of you this weekend. Gator Dave. That was good to see Dave in there. Joe, Michael Ortega, it's finally nice to meet you for the first time, Mike. Thanks for tuning in. Old Bill, you didn't make the trip, buddy. Sorry. Missed a good time. Tommy V, Tommy Head Jigs, and Yak Chum. Matt, what's up? Yeah, it was pretty cool. So were you, what was I going to ask you? I had a question, but I just totally lost it. Oh, I'm sure you were surprised then by the amount of people, if it was more than what we had signed up, no?
No. You know,
no?
I think I was surprised that there weren't more, because I figured everybody who signed up would bring one at least, but apparently more people signed up that were actually going, you know, as far as their friends are concerned, you know, multiple campers in the same campsite had signed up. So I figured it would have been somewhere around 400. That's what I was planning for, but you know, I mean, anything over 100 or anything close to that would have been awesome, you know? I mean, all I kept hearing from Mark and Adam and Chip the whole night on Saturday was just wow. You know, like, this is crazy. Like, I don't even, and watching the line of people lined up for barbecue and the whole thing, it was just like kind of crazy looking over that sea of people. But you know, sometimes, and you know, the one thing that, if I could say one thing about the entire weekend that I was really proud of, was the fact that everybody still had a good time, even though there were so many people. And it wasn't like, it never really got too clicky, you know what I'm saying? Where, especially at bars where the Jacksonville guys were in one part of the campground, Space Ghost guys were in another, Chip and them guys were in another. Everybody at some point or another kind of meandered around. Like for the crawfish boil, I mean, there was like 50 people around the crawfish boil. It was like the coolest thing. So, you know, it definitely fulfilled all of the signs and symptoms of the boondoggle, so to speak. So it was good.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we're looking forward to it, but we're also looking forward to coming back to Florida in... Already about that.
Oh, good God, don't need to do it. But
we are looking forward to the tournament, though. I am, anyway.
We will never return to Florida again if the weather is not better and we won't catch no fish in the Everglades. That is it. That'll be our last trip to Florida.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris. Set your mind at ease. When we were in Chokoloskee for the boondoggle last February, the weather wasn't exactly ideal. It was actually pretty similar to what we dealt with. It wasn't quite as cold, but it was still windy as all get out. And the fish just didn't even seem to care. I mean, we just destroyed them. So, yeah, look forward to that. You know, that'll be a lot of fun. It's definitely going to be a tournament that's not going to be, you know, it's going to be one that you're not going to want to miss out on. I'm surprised that there's only as many teams signed up as there is. There's like hardly anybody signed up, which makes everybody's chances just that much better. So,
yeah, I saw 26. There's still plenty of room.
26.
I mentioned that earlier.
Well, yeah, but have you looked at the last couple of sample maps? Of course, Chuck, you're from there. To people that are not from there, those maps that he's been putting up have been terribly intimidating.
Well, it is intimidating. And I live here in Florida, but I've only fished Chokoloskee or Everglades City once. And the one time that we fished it, I was really intimidated to start off with. And I mean, I can't even tell you. It's a maze of trees is all it is, and you can get lost in a second. The nice thing about the Everglades, at least that part of it, the 10,000 islands, is it's heavily, heavily tidal driven. So if you should get turned around, as long as you wait for the tide to switch, it'll suck you out one way or the other. So, you know, the idea of paddling out to the farthest reaches of wherever that last checkpoint may or may not be or can be or might be, I'm not looking forward to that at all. The strategy side of things, like I told my partner, Pepe, dude, let's just get down there. Let's just go hit the three checkpoints we have to hit. Let's try and catch some fish. And if nothing else, just have a good time and not take this thing too seriously, because it's easy to say, yeah, sure, we'll hit checkpoint number 5. But if you get out there and then you're making your way back against that tide, I've paddled in that tide. I have no desire to paddle against that tide. So, you know, our strategy is simple. Ride the tide out, ride the tide back in, and just call it a day, you know. But that's the beauty of this type of tournament, is nobody has an advantage.
Right, because they're not handing out the map, so 7 o'clock that morning. At that point, you realistically can come up with a strategy, but really, up until
yeah, but even the strategy, it's kind of weird because, you know, after fishing that area for a little while during that last boondoggle, I found all the species necessary for that slam, you know, right inside the first island or two of 10,000 islands. So, I mean, the fish are there. There's no doubt about it. And they're plentiful. It's all get out. I mean, I think every mangrove tree seemed to hold a snook. So it was pretty easy catching. But, yeah, but, you know, I think that those that try to push the limits are going to be at the highest risk of failure as far as maybe fatigue and that kind of thing. If you get too far out during that outgoing tide and you catch your fish right away and you try to come back in before that tide turns and you're still paddling against the tide coming back, I think that might not play in anybody's favor. You know what I'm saying? It's not a race. It's not who can do it the first. It's not who can get it done first. It's who's got the most inches. So I'm really, really looking forward to it, like you say, Chris, because they're handing out that map O-Dark 30 in the morning on tournament day. So nobody has an advantage, in my opinion. Even the people who have fished down there before, they still don't have an advantage because they don't know where they have to go to catch these fish. So it's definitely the most level playing field I think I've ever seen for a tournament. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, we're going to, I don't know if you heard at the top of the show, but Rich Jones is going to be our guest next Tuesday night. So
nice.
Maybe he'll be able to pass along any last-minute words of wisdom or anything going on. I did talk to him today, and he said the weather for the rest of the time up until the tournament is looking like 80s and up to 85 in there, so the weather should be doing good. So hopefully it'll hold, and we'll have a good time down there. But we're like you, Chuck. We're thinking the same way. We're going to go down and catch fish, hopefully. More snook than trout and reds will be fine with us. We don't get those here, so snook will be just, that would make my trip right there just to catch snook the whole time. But we are going to
work
shad, like that.
Jerk shads, my friend. Jerk shads.
I'd be happy
that's what
with
I said.
That.
That's what I said to Chris. It's just jerk shads. But, yeah.
I could live with that.
We're looking forward to it.
I could live with that.
I'm telling you, Chris, the first day I caught, I think, 7 snook the first day that we fished, and I didn't really know what the heck I was doing down there, and literally every tree I went to and flipped under that had some sort of tidal movement near it, you could watch the snook swim out from underneath the tree to follow the jerkbait. Now, I didn't catch nearly as many as I saw, but it was definitely an experience, to say the least, and most of the fish I caught were smaller fish, but still, it was just really cool to see it. Plus, the chances of hooking a grouper, mangrove snappers, I mean, there's just tons of different species down there.
Right,
we saw,
but you're not on the list.
Yeah, I know, but like I said, I'm going down there to fish. I don't care if I win or lose or draw.
Yeah, it ain't like we're going to go to Everglades every other week like we're doing this time. So whatever we snag into will be different. So we should be good. All right, I got a couple other things I promised I would get to tonight, so let me do that while we're here.
I'm just listening now. You throw me on mute.
Either way, you can chime in anytime you want.
Hey, before we do anything else, just a friendly heads up to everybody local this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Wild River Outfitters. TK, was that on your list?
No, go ahead.
TK will be having their meeting, which is open, and I would strongly suggest you guys are going to attend this because the Coast Guard is going to be out there. It's going to give pointers on safety and stuff. Again, that's from 6 to 8 p.m. this Saturday at Wild River Outfitters on Virginia Beach Boulevard in Virginia Beach. Anybody have any question, please get with Andy Bukowski or Joe Machini for more information, or please say ctka.org.
There you go. This Saturday, please.
I know.
Everything's showing up. All right, so mark your calendar for this Saturday, and then I got from our good friend in North Carolina, Philip Ruckert. So for all of our North Carolina folks down there, this weekend for Philip, the Central North Carolina Boat and Fishing Expo is at the Greensboro Coliseum. He says here, Get Outdoors will be liquidating the last of the remaining tackle inventory at 50% off. Wow, I wonder how much they got left. Includes baits and limited selection of Okuma rods and reels. They're also offering a 10% in-store coupon. Fresh and saltwater seminars throughout the day, over 90 exhibitors and vendors. And he's got a link here, ncboatshows.com, for all the details. So that's in Greensboro at the Coliseum, which is right around the corner, almost walking distance. I guess it is walking distance, really, from Get Outdoors. So if they don't have it there, you can walk around the corner and see what they got at the main store. And then he's got here, North Carolina's own original paddle fishing pirates of the Catawba River. Wow, I'll say that three times. The hardcore kayak fishing boys are hosting a four tournament series titled Keep It Real, which kicks off this Saturday on Lake Norman. And for more information, go to hardcorekayakfishing.com. What else we got going on from Philip? Now you get a little fish freshwater report here. If you were enough of a knucklehead to get out during this past weekend, he says, rain and snow and wind, there are rewards. One fortunate or crazy angler dodged the snow and cold Saturday morning and landed a near 9-pound largemouth.
Wow.
Approximately 30 inches. So a knucklehead did it. But anyway, thank you, Philip, for your weekly reports. Unfortunately, this year, Chris and I will not attend that show. We have just put too many miles on and too many more miles to go. So, but y'all have fun down there at the Central North Carolina Boat Show. Thanks again. So there you go. Anybody that's in that neck of the woods, good show to go see. And it looks like Get Outdoors is having some deals, and I'm sure they'll have some good sales prices on kayaks and all too. Soon they're going to be right there at the show. So.
Tom Bunderheiden just put in the chat room, anybody interested, that Tidewater Howe chapter will be at the Bass Pro Spring Fishing Classes this weekend. Tom, could you write which days? Are you guys going to be out there Saturday and Sunday? Friday, Saturday, Sunday? And do you need help with that?
Hey, Bass Pro. That goes on for a couple of weeks, and that's like the third week in a row. Speaking of that, not that I'm speaking to Bass Pro, I just wanted to say that Don Lancaster is doing well. I guess the doctors cleared him. They think that they say they did get everything out. He had a biopsy on his lung. Don Lancaster, for those of you who are not familiar, is a local radio fishing personality here in the Tidewater area. He's been doing it for, since Hector was a pup, I guess, but Don's recovering, doing well, and glad to hear that doctors say they don't have to go back in. They've got 100%, so very cool. Speedy recovery now. He said he's going to be there both days and most likely the following weekend as well. So y'all go check out the Bass Pro in Hampton, Virginia this weekend. They got their spring fling going on. I don't know. Go check out the website because they have a lot of people coming. Last weekend, I saw that they had Roland Martin there. And they have a lot of pro anglers coming in to do seminars all weekend, too. So maybe Tom would be lucky enough, and Shaw Grigsby will be there this weekend, too. That would just make his whole time spent at Bass Pro. Shaw Grigsby was there. What else? Get another Shaw to do the Tommy.
That'd be pretty funny.
It would be pretty funny. Let's see what else I got here. If I have any more notes or anything I was supposed to read from. So besides for the Adventure Fishing World Championships coming up, that's March 1st to the 2nd. Any of our freshwater anglers, don't forget we had Chad on last week, but the Kayak Bass Fishing Open in Cross, South Carolina is March 14th through the 17th. Geez, before you know it, I don't know if anybody in there knows, but the Jacks Tournament should be coming up soon. We'll be kicking off the spring tournament. Oh, yeah. We'll be kicking off the spring tournaments here pretty soon, I guess. No, Jacks is usually in, what is that, May. I guess it's a little ways off still, but it won't be long. It seemed like we were saying it was a ways off for the Boondoggle, doesn't it? And, man, before you knew it, it was here, and now it's come and gone. And we're moving on to the next great adventures. It does seem kind of funny to think about that now. When we planned for the boondoggle, here it is. We had a great time. What else you got, Chris? I feel like I'm just babbling now. Probably
still you are babbling, but that's okay because I ain't got nothing to say. Not a darn thing. I mean, it was really nice. It was nice to put faces to some of the people, you know, that we've talked to, met on the internet, on the radio show, Melita. Special shout out to Melita. That was real nice.
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Got to see Captain Linda Cavett. Never talked to her. Never did see Dee. I would love to meet Dee, but I guess I'm having another chance next weekend.
Oh, yeah, Dee's fishing. Dee's fishing with her husband, isn't she?
Yeah.
Are they married yet? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, Dee's going to be there. Who else is going to be there? They said they had somebody coming from Minnesota. Did you see their entries, Chuck? Are you still there? Are you muted?
Unmute yeah, I saw some of them.
Yeah, there was like somebody team coming from Minnesota. They're just coming for the warm weather.
Yeah.
Even the weather we had last weekend would be warm for Minnesota, I'm sure.
My buddy Alan, Alan Ryland and Captain Alex Grzecki from Local Lines Charters here, they just signed up today.
I'm looking at it right now. It's 28 teams right now. God, a lot of Florida people, Louisiana, New Jersey, Tennessee, Florida, Louisiana, Montgomery,
Alabama,
North Carolina. Of course, that's our friend, Philip Rucker and Nathan Raycroft. Florida, a ton of Florida. Georgia, of course, that's Chip Gibson, I'm sorry. Wow. But I would say I'm looking at this 95% Florida.
Yeah, the beauty, like I said, anyone who's listening is going to, thinking about attending, might be on the fence, thinking that we're just going to sweep because we're Florida people. Not the case. It's wide open. I mean, the strategy thing is going to play a huge part of it, I think, as far as people not knowing where to go. And I know some folks that are talking about getting down there early to pre-fish and all this crap, and it doesn't make any sense to do that. Just show up for the captain's meeting, go out the next day and fish. I mean, you're either going to catch them or you're not.
Yeah, that pre-fishing thing and tournaments in general, it's not always the best thing either because you go pound on them for a couple of days and then they don't always. They have fins to swim and there's no fences, salt water or any land that keeps them in for the most part. Joe, you put up that the tournament for the Yellow Perch and Crappie event for February 13th. Today is the 19th. What's the deal with the February 13th tournament? Indoor is at a month-long tournament. Sorry for everybody listening and not in the chat room, but we were talking about a TKA is having some kind of freshwater tournament, but I'm trying to get the exact details. Yes, it's what, all month long? Yes, that's a quick answer. Spend 5 days with everybody, now you think you should know them better. Whole month long, okay. So there you go, TKA having a whole month long Yellow Perch Crappie event. Go to TKA.org for more information. All right, very cool. Hey, where did Chip and them go today, Chuck? Just for curiosity.
They headed over to the West Coast to fish with Mr. Becker and Mr. Haywood, and it would appear that they got on the fish really well, so kudos to those guys.
Yeah, very cool. I saw that. Chris mentioned it to me today. I said I thought they had left that area and went somewhere else on the way home. So I did see they put up fish. So very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, you know what? I'm thinking I'm just killing time now just for the sake of killing time, and I've had enough. So I don't really have anything else. Sorry, it was quick and dirty and down and over with tonight, everyone. We're just kind of spent from the weekend. It's hard to believe this. Yesterday we were in Florida. Today we're back home. But that's all I got tonight. Chris, if you don't have anything, Chuck, if you don't have anything, anybody in the chat room have anything? Have I missed any events, anything you would like to share? Now's the time to get it out there.
Well, I just want to thank all the sponsors that stepped up and made this last boondoggle what it was. And, you know, without them, we can't do it. And please keep that in mind. And for everyone who's listening to your show, I know you guys got a huge fan base. It would be great if everybody can kind of figure out who all supported us along the way and send them a little message, whether it be by Facebook or if you won something in the raffle, contact that manufacturer and just give them a little thank you. Trust me, it will make getting prizes for the next one that much easier.
Mm-hmm.
I have several companies that turned me down because they never saw a return after Chokoloski. So that's about the worst that we can have happen if we want to continue having raffles at the boondoggle.
Well, I can personally tell you this from our weekend there, that Speckled Trout Joe helped stimulate the Florida economy and supported all of your local tackle shops in the area, because with the non-fishing time that went on, I think every tackle shop from Mims all the way down to Melbourne was walked into and something was bought. I think Joe now has enough jig heads and lures from Florida to fill all of our tackle bags.
Oh, come on. Realistically, he spent over $200 on just jig heads.
Jig heads for 2 years.
I had a guy, Jameson from North Carolina, came into Kayaks by Bow, and he grabbed, I don't even know how many packs, it was like 30-something packs of jig heads, and I'm like, good God, don't they make these things in North Carolina? He's like, not these. I'm like, all right, then.
Yeah, you definitely can see the difference. There's different stuff there that we don't have here, but, yeah, no, we had a good time. So, thank you, Chuck. Thank you, everybody. Great to meet everyone down there.
Yeah,
it all went off.
Shout out to Ed with those awesome bags. I want to see what those people who won those two bags did with those bags. I obviously didn't win one. Try to buy it off the one guy that won one, but he wasn't going to give it up. But I did get to meet Ed and talk to Ed for quite some time. Very, very cool. Like I said, all around, I had a great time. It was awesome meeting all of these people. It was awesome putting faces to some of these voices. It was, like I said, real good time. Probably should give a shout out to all of our local fellow travelers. Huh, honey?
Yeah. We all made it. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just laughing because Tom Vanderheiden said that Rob Lee also helped support the Georgia Police Department.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, he got a ticket on his way home. Shout
if
out.
You don't want it, if you don't want everybody to know, don't put it on Facebook.
Wow, I was laughing. I was like, why would you put that on Facebook?
Yeah, I don't care. It's a speeding ticket.
And
all right, everyone. Oh, go ahead.
Last but not least, I really would like to give my daughter Amara a shout-out. She did incredibly well. Let me tell you, I did not expect a 12-year-old to travel that well. Oh, wait a minute. Andy said, answer your phone next time, Chris. If Andy was on the line, he could have pressed 1.
Oh, was he calling him? You watch the switch. Andy made sure.
Well, and not to mention, I said...
All right, we're going. We're out of here. I'm done. Everybody, thank you. Next week, don't forget, tune in. Rich Jones, even if you're not fishing, the Adventure Fishing World Championship, you might get some good tips to make a trip of your own down to the Everglades. Everybody talks highly of the fishery down there, so might not be for a tournament, but Rich will definitely give you the what fours on where to go and what to do. I know he was most helpful with the Chokoloski boondoggle. What was it? It was this President's Day one this time last year, right, Chuck?
Chuck's gone, but yes,
oh.
it was.
So about the same time of the year, but anyway,
that
you can ask Richard anything.
That was the first official boondoggle. That was the
no.
first official one in Chokoloski. Ours was the second, and here this past last weekend was the third.
Okay. All right. Tune in next week. Thank you, everyone. Chris, hey, you can hit a button. You didn't hit any buttons tonight.
No. Hey, honey, why don't you mention some of your sponsors?
My sponsors? My sponsors were Exxon Gas, Starbucks, coffee. No. Yeah, I would like to shout out to Native and Woody for bringing Don down this weekend. It was good to see them, Native Watercraft. I'm out of here. I'm done. We'll talk later. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Oh, tight lines, everybody, no matter where you're fishing. Remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation angler. Good night, everybody.